depression in parents, when to act. Hello, my name is Katie, and I am a school psychologist. I would like to talk today to parents who are experiencing feelings of stress, hopelessness, or worry. I am also going to talk about what to do if you are experiencing feelings of anxiety and depression. Feelings like worry and sadness are normal. They are even more normal as we transition out of strict COVID times and try to regain a sense of pre-COVID normalcy. Schooling transitions, financial worries, and constant family togetherness are just a few examples of the stressors parents may be experiencing. Just because more parents are experiencing these feelings more frequently than before COVID doesn't mean that these feelings should be ignored. It takes a lot of physical, mental, and emotional energy to take care of children, and if you are feeling that that energy is lacking, make a commitment to do a self-check. Are you spending more time worrying than you used to? Is your irritable mood more frequent? Does your mood or worries impact how you interact with your children? Does your mood or your worries make it more difficult to help your child with school tasks or manage their behavior? If so, there are some good reasons why you might want to do something to help yourself. One big reason for parents to take care of themselves is that it makes it possible for you to care for your children. When children grow up in stressful or uncertain environments, they can develop their own emotional and behavioral problems. Defiance, anxiety, or depression can result. By the way, if your children are demonstrating these problems, please be sure to check out the NASP website at www.nasponline.org, NASPONLINE.org, for further resources such as quick podcasts and tip sheets to help identify when you should seek help for them. Anxiety affects parenting in the following ways. Parents who doubt their abilities may be more anxious, tending to reinforce anxiety in their children, rather than confidently facing typical challenges such as separation anxiety. Because they have gotten into ineffective patterns and don't know what else to do, parents in these situations often give in to misbehavior or inadvertently encourage a child's distress. Depression can affect parenting in many ways, including low energy, lack of enjoyment in daily activities, and social withdrawal from family and friends. Parents with depression also avoid spending time with their children and/or convey the message that they do not enjoy spending time with their children. In severe cases of parent depression, it can be a struggle to meet children's basic needs of nutrition and cleanliness. In these instances, children learn that they have to take care of themselves and often end up making poor choices, like eating candy for breakfast or staying up too late. In most cases, however, parents manage to care for their basic needs but spend little time enjoying their interactions with their children. In mild to moderate cases, children are unable to learn how to cope with stress and frustration because they do not have a good role model. Parental depression affects how parents manage behavior problems. As children test the limits and need to learn healthy boundaries for their behaviors, if the parent is sad, hopeless, or withdrawn, they may not provide those limits, and children learn it's okay to engage in risky behaviors and be disrespectful to people and property. Parenting with anxiety or depression doesn't have to be a permanent or hopeless scenario. Here are 5 actionable steps that parents who are experiencing anxiety or depression can do. Number 1, there are plenty of ways to find help or treatment for depression and also provide solutions for your child to help cope with a parent working through emotional challenges. One of the first places to start is the National Substance Abuse and Mental Health Service Administration, SAMHSA. The hotline number is 1-800-662-HELP or 1-800-662-4357. This is a free service that can identify local professionals who can help. Number 2, if you are experiencing a crisis, please contact the National Suicide Hotline at 1-800-273-TALK or 1-800-273-8255 or text the National Crisis Text Line by texting CONNECT, CONNECT, to the number 741-741. Again, text CONNECT to 741-741. Number 3, ask for professional help with parenting to reduce stress at home. Many psychologists find parents with depression and anxiety benefit from specific guidance on how to manage child behavior with virtual schooling, in-person schooling, in addition to learning how to manage their own anxiety and depression. A professional can help you understand typical childhood behavior, how your unique symptoms might affect that behavior, and how to develop a parenting style that works best for you. Number 4, get help for your child. A neutral, trained adult who understands the child or teen's experience can alleviate much of the distress children experience when a parent is suffering from anxiety or depression. A therapist can teach your child about depression and how to cope effectively when it interferes with your relationship with your spouse or partner and your children. As an added bonus, this therapy can improve the child's behavioral and emotional problems, breaking negative cycles that make parental anxiety and depression worse. Number 5, sometimes living with anxiety and depression means being too overwhelmed to appreciate the moment. Children, however, live in the moment all the time. In addition, they appreciate even the smallest doses of undivided attention. While you get professional help for yourself and your child, look for small joys you can share together. A 10-minute board game, a favorite snack, or a quick walk outside can make a world of difference for you both. Make a small time commitment each day to find enjoyment with your child or children, and it will reduce stress and enhance life for everyone in the family. By checking in with your own feelings and seeking help when you experience anxiety and depression, you'll find that parenting can become easier with time and healing, and your family, including your child or children, will benefit from a healthier, more positive environment.